Hey everybody, I just want to let you know that the entries for this year's Sleepwire Pro-Am and Listener Leagues are now available. Coming back for the fifth season, we once again have a great lineup of pros, including Jake Seeley, Matt Harmon, Mitch Renz, Pat Fitzmaurice, Marcus Grant, Justin Boone, the Sleeper app, and so much more. We have so many options for you to play with the pros and us this season. A one-time $50 donation to our Patreon page will get you into the Pro-Am. A one-time donation of $30 gets you into a listener league with us, and a one-time $75 donation gets you into both the Pro-Am and a listener league. Visit patreon.com/sleeperwire to make your donation, and then screenshot your confirmation email and send it to sleeperwire@gmail.com, and we'll make sure to get you on the list. Make sure to include your name and your sleeper username in the email. Once again, that's patreon.com/sleeperwire and send it to sleeperwire@gmail.com.
I challenge you to a duel.
It's the only argument I need.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you.
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean.
All right, let's go.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Sleepwire Great Debate Show. Welcome to the third Great Debate of this summer. And I have a first-time guest on the show with me. Is our new producer. He's been doing a great job. You've heard all of the shows that he's been producing recently. Rob, you can find him on the Sleeper app at eSorber. Rob, how's it going, man? Welcome to the Great Debate.
What's going on, man? Thanks for having me. Sorry to jump on your toes there, but this is a great opportunity. Happy to be here. Happy to help you guys out, and ready to hype up Damian Williams for these guys. Let's do this.
All right. Yeah, we've been thrilled to add you to the team, man. Production, you've been solid. But that's not what this podcast is about. Before we get into the great debate, though, guys, if you're going to be in the Dallas area or if you're going to SportsCon, please check out DraftNightOut.com. SleeperWire and Eat Sleep Fantasy are collaborating, and we are the official fantasy draft event of SportsCon. It's going to be at Topgolf Saturday, July 13th. It's going to be amazing. Food, drinks, live drafting, analysis, prizes, signed merchandise, games, golf games. Obviously, it's going to be at Topgolf. It's going to be awesome. There's three great packages to choose from, so go to draftnightout.com for more of those details. Well, for those of you listening for the first time, what me and Rob are doing here is having a debate-style argument between two players. We get 2 minutes to argue for our player, 90 seconds for a rebuttal, and then we finish up the debate with final thoughts. So that means there is no winner and no loser. Neither of us is trying to quote-unquote win the debate. Just objective and stats-based arguments for and against guys, so give you a better feeling of, maybe a better understanding on who you want to draft. And today we're taking it back to running backs. We have Nick Chubb versus Damian Williams. I have Chubb, and Rob has Williams. And Rob, ready to get going here?
Let's do this.
All right. So I am excited to be taking Nick Chubb in this great debate. He was just awesome last year. 996 rushing yards and 8 touchdowns. And that was with only starting 9 games. Remember that weeks 1 through 6, the Browns had Carlos Hyde as their starting running back, who actually played really well, and I'll get to him a little bit later. Chubb had a total of 16 carries in those first 6 games. Then after week 6, Hyde was traded to Jacksonville, and Nick Chubb became the immediate starter. To kick off his first 5 games, he had carry amounts of 18, 18, 28, or 22, 20, and 28. That is awesome. He had more carries in his first game as a starter than he had the first 6 weeks behind Carlos Hyde. He came in and immediately showed his potential. In those 9 games that he started, he was really, really good. He had 790 rushing yards and 6 touchdowns. That works out to a 16-game pace of over 1,400 yards and 11 touchdowns. The 1,404 yards would have put him second only to Ezekiel Elliott in rushing yards, and the 11 touchdowns would have been fifth in rushing touchdowns. Hell, this guy finished 10th with 996 rushing yards and 11th with 8 touchdowns and only started 9 games. Nick Chubb was an absolute beast and was the waiver wire steal of the entire season. Remember that he was dropped in a ton of leagues last year after the first week or two when it was clear that Hyde was the lead dog. In standard scoring, according to CBS, from week 7 through 16, Nick Chubb was on pace for 329 fantasy points, which would have put him in the top 5. In PPR scoring, from week 7 to 16, he was the number 6 in fantasy. He was only behind McCaffrey, Kamara, Zeke, Barkley, and Gurley for those 9 weeks. This guy would have easily finished in the top 10 if he'd been the starter all season. He had 26 rushing attempts in the red zone, which is pretty impressive considering that he basically wasn't playing the first 6 weeks, and the Browns were still not a powerhouse offense like they're projected to be this season. But I want to... All right, Rob, let's go ahead and get to your rebuttal. Kick it away.
So as much as I loved Nick Chubb, all of that is hypothetical. Everything that we're taking him from is sample size small. He has 9 games as a starter, and to say that he's going to carry that pace through 16 games is not statistical. That is hypothetical, sir. And I'm not going to sell these people on a hypothetical. But what I do know is that he's going to have more competition in that backfield. After 8 games, Kareem Hunt comes back. And before that, Duke Johnson, who is a major trade candidate, is going to get a lot of touches. They are not going to feature Nick Chubb the same way that they did in that time period because they have healthy people behind him. It's going to be difficult to sustain that kind of numbers without the 20-plus touches in a game. And to be able to sustain that without injury is not something that Nick Chubb has done in the past. Although I do think that he's going to be good, I think that he's going to have too much competition to be able to hang on to the type of numbers that he put up in Cleveland last year. Baker Mayfield also has some major passing targets, so we maybe do some touchdown regression because of OBJ and some of the new targets, plus the people that have been there for a while and know that offense. So he's going to have to show through immensely to try and take away any carries from Kareem Hunt after week 9, Duke Johnson before.
All right, let's move over to Damian Williams. Rob, let's get it going.
So Damian Williams is a risk worth taking. He averaged 5.1 yards per carry and 5.7 yards per touch in a small but efficient sample size last season. He caught 23 of 24 targets for an amazing 95.8% catch rate. He scored 6 touchdowns in 4 games, 4 on the ground and 2 through the air. A dual threat back with speed and agility, he ran a 4.45 at the 40, which isn't blinding, but it's much faster than a lot of linebackers out there. While his previous 4 seasons in Miami were quiet, he excelled when given the opportunity in dynamic offense, an opportunity he will have again this year, being named the featured back and dispelled any doubts that he would have that role. One that has historically produced top fantasy scoring, and running backs in the Andy Reid offense average around 53 receptions a year, which bodes well for Williams' style. They average just over 1,400 yards. Reid has produced a top 10 fantasy back 10 times in his now 20 seasons. So half the time he puts up an RB1 and rolls out the red carpet for us to march down. His current ADP puts him in the back of the 5th round in 10 man and in the middle of the 6th round in 12 man. And that's a steal for somebody who has RB1 upside, not just RB1, but the RB1 upside. If the stellar quarterback play in Kansas City is any indication, we are going to see fireworks on the ground and through the air from Damian Williams for a long time to come.
All right, so if we want to talk about a small sample size, let's talk about Damian Williams. I'm going to try to be as objective as I can since listeners of this show know that I do not like Damian Williams, so here goes. First and foremost, in his 5 years in the league, Damian Williams only has 183 carries compared to Nick Chubb's 215 carries in his rookie season. Williams has never received more than 50 carries in a season. He's never been good enough to be the starter without injuries or suspensions in front of him. Sure, he showed out the last few weeks of 2018, but if we're talking about sample size, come on, that's not going to happen again, and here's why. I said I was going to come back to Carlos Hyde. One day after Hyde was released by the Jaguars, he was signed by the Chiefs. The Chiefs knew they needed someone instead of just having Damian Williams. Carlos Hyde is one of those Frank Gore type backs who doesn't excel at any one thing, but is just good at everything. In 2016, he was the RB15 in PPR. 2017, he was the RB10. Last year, when he was the lead dog in Cleveland, he was the RB8 through the first 4 weeks. He had 100 carries in his first five games, well over a 16-game pace of 300 carries, five rushing touchdowns in the first five games. And I don't know where this whole Carlos Hyde can't catch narrative comes from either. In 2017, he had 59 receptions for 350 receiving yards. Those 59 catches were sixth in the NFL for running backs. Carlos Hyde is a really good running back, and he could easily have the starting job at the end of the preseason. I would much rather have Hyde in the 10th than Williams in the 2nd. Carlos Hyde is going to be the steal of this year's draft. All right, so taking it back to Nick Chubb here, let's talk about his offensive line. Last season, the Cleveland Browns graded as the number 2 offensive line in the NFL after only the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Browns spent a lot of money upgrading that line to protect Baker Mayfield, and it paid off. Their two guards and their center combined to give up only 39 total pressures on the entire season. But guess what? That's not only good for Baker Mayfield, that's also great for Nick Chubb. This offensive line gets it done. Now, I know a knock against Nick Chubb is Kareem Hunt coming back, and you hinted at that. But guess what? He suspended 8 games, and the Browns have an early bye week. It's week 7. That means Kareem Hunt will not be there until week 10. You're getting 9 games of solid RB1 production from Nick Chubb. Kareem Hunt, as great as he has been in his career, is not going to come in and take all those carries away from Chubb. Nick Chubb is still likely going to get at least 15 carries a game. Hunt's not going to come back in and take the rock away, you know, week 10, week 11, week 12. He's going to be rusty, and it's going to take some time to get back into game shape. Chubb is going to impress everyone this season, and the Browns will have no reason to stop giving him the ball even once Hunt's suspension is up. And keep in mind, this suspension, you know, they only signed him to a 1-year deal. So it's not like they're going to, you know, maybe keep him. Maybe this is just a trade bait thing, and they're going to hope to trade for him. And if so, that means Chubb's going to be even better for the rest of the season. Like I said, the Browns have no reason to stop giving him the ball. Sure, they're going to use Hunt a bit towards the end, but if Chubb excels, and I believe he will, the Browns are going to keep giving him the rock. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
So while Damian Williams is going to be a risk this year, as I started, I think he is a risk worth taking. It's going to be tough to see anybody, and that includes Carlos Hyde. I don't think that man stands a chance to take any touches away from Damian Williams other than goal line carries. And Damian Williams is 5'11", 222 when he weighed in the league, probably carrying somewhere around the same amount of weight. That's a nice goal line back for me. He'll be able to punch it in, and he was given carries inside the 20 and inside the 10 last year. And while Andy Reid's offenses don't always throw the ball or run the ball from the one, they do mix that up a lot. I think that Damian Williams is the target other than Travis Kelce to have out there in Kansas City. He's going to score fantasy points every week, and in any PPR format, he's going to have a safe floor catching passes from Patty Mahomes. Buy him.
All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Sleeper Wire Great Debate. Please follow us on Twitter at Sleeper Wire Show. You can find Rob on there at esorbor1, that's ESORBOR1, and on Sleeper at esorbor as well. And you can follow me on Twitter at prof_ChrisSW, and then the Sleeper app at Professor Chris. Rob, thanks again for joining me. Everybody else, we will catch you next week. Thanks for tuning in.